This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
All right, closing things up on a Tuesday. You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, BetQL Audio Network. Thanks to our guests on today's show. That's our buddy James Mazzola. Did a great job breaking down the Masters for us. Chris Ronji from Odyssey Sports on Major League Baseball. Thanks to Tyler. Thanks to Bill. Thanks to Rick. Thanks to Eli for their help in putting the show together. Ken and I back with you for 4 hours tomorrow for Wagertainment on a Wednesday. But we close the show here with one more guest, and that is our good pal Will Brinson. Does a great job covering the NFL for our friends at CBS Sports, hosts the Pick Six podcast, writes for CBSSports.com, and I affectionately refer to Will as Mr. 80K, because a couple months ago, Will won $80,000 playing golf DFS. Will, I'm still waiting for you to Venmo me a couple dollars here so I can play some bets on some stuff here, but Will's been killing it. We'll get Will's take on the Masters and the National Football League with the draft coming up and trades coming fast and furious. Will, my brother, how we doing ahead of the Masters in a couple days?
Oh, man, I couldn't be more excited. I got some pimento cheese hanging around the house, maybe make a little egg salad, wearing all my green golf polos and trying to grind on some DFS. I think I might max out the $10 Millie Maker and try and really cash in this week. Probably won't happen.
Because when I think party time, I think egg salad and green polo shirts. That's what I think of. It's just rich, just a raging good time, let me tell you. So I do.
Ask Nick about my Easter, what I was wearing on Easter. That'll tell you everything you need.
Yeah, Will's wife
pastel
posted
scenarios.
Something. Yeah. It was like, I actually, like, and I mean this sincerely, like, because people are going to think I'm mocking him. It was like this outrageous, like, it's like if you know Will at all and know he's like the country club guy from the Carolinas, it's basically exactly what you would expect. And it was actually glorious. I do think it's time to trim your beard because you've got a little like caveman deal going on. But otherwise, I thought it was sensational. I thought you looked great.
Yeah, it was a pink Peter Millar polo shirt underneath, pink and blue Peter Millar polo shirt underneath a green Masters vest with some brown loafers and a pair of khakis. I got a haircut today. Beard trim's coming up next. I agree.
And Ken, awesome. I'll just add this, Ken, and I'll hand you the baton here. There's only one person that's just as predictable as me when it comes to stuff like this, and it's
right.
Will.
Right. Hey, man, beard. Should read the promos for our show. It's like, come to Bet Rivers, get bet money. Well, let's talk about the Masters, not just because, obviously, apparently Nick calls you Mr. 80K. I don't think I've ever heard him call you that before this show, but also it's Masters week, and I think we're looking for as many bets as we can possibly make. Nick has a ton in the pending wagers already. I have a few as well. Give us an idea. I mean, it could be bets, but also like lineup construction as a means to make bets, just guys you like at salaries high and low and everything. Just kind of unpack some of your thoughts, whether it's lineup building or bets you like for Augusta this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to put it, Kim, because I do think that they're sort of correlated. You know, I think with the Masters, just the way it works, you know, you've got a lot of, you know, bets in early on, like you're placing these outright throughout the year and trying to get better numbers on certain guys. I would have to go back and look, but I think, you know, one guy that I'm going to be eyeing, and I took a while ago, Matthew Fitzpatrick, who I think can really do some damage here. He's gotten a little bit longer off the tee, great iron player. Seen it come and go a little bit, and can be get really hot with his putter too, and bury some long putts. The other guy that I think I'm sort of zeroing in on as, you know, lineup day comes around tomorrow is fellow North Carolinian Webb Simpson, and I think people are going to be off of him. I mean, it looks like he might be sub 15% in terms of ownership on DraftKings, which It's kind of crazy, but if you really drill down on it, it makes sense. I mean, look at like I think the hype surrounding Jordan Spieth, and I don't have a ticket on him, you know, botched that, should have grabbed 50-1, should have grabbed 30-1, whatever it was. But I think the hype around Spieth, just the way it's going to work for these lineups is, you know, everybody's going to, because the pricing is so soft, you can get, you know, you can put together a really good lineup pretty easy. You're going to see people grab one of the 10K-ish guys, whether it's Xander, Cantley, Rory, Bryson, Rahm, or DJ, and then they're going to pair him with Spieth. And Spieth is going to end up being, I think he's going to end up being like 30 to 40% owned. And I mean, I don't know if I'm going to fully fade him, but I might. You know, he's a great player here. He's hot as can be right now. You know, found his irons, putts like crazy, has a great short game, the course fits him. So it feels dangerous to fade him. But at that, like that ownership projection, I think the opportunity to leverage it off of other guys in a similar price range with fantastic Augusta skill sets is just too, like, I'm just going to take it. And the two guys to me that stand out, as I mentioned, Webb. I mean, I think, Webb has a top 10. He finished top 10 in November when the course was playing a lot longer, was a lot softer with all that rain. And then in 2019 had a top 5. I think the firm and the fast stuff really plays into what Webb's strengths are. I mean, he's not a long driver, but he's very accurate. If the course is rolling, he's going to get a lot of run out off those drives, which will give him, you know, better shots in than he might normally be getting based on the distance of the course. He's one of the best iron players in the world, one of the best short game players in the world, and a fantastic putter. I mean, he is a Southern golfer, and this is a Southern golf course. And so I think people will be so off of Webb because of Spieth that I'm absolutely going to be targeting him. And then the other guy who I can't believe I'm doing this, and I'm going to effing hate myself on Thursday morning when, you know, he's like 3 over through 5 holes or something, but Tony Finau. Not only do you get to walk around your house going, Tony Finau, where he be now? All week long. If you haven't seen Chris Vernon's Masters updates, you got to go watch it. But, you know, when you look at Finau, the guy just has a skill set for this course. I mean, he's can obliterate the driver, lace his irons into par fives. He'll score great on those holes, and that's where you have to make your money in Augusta. You know, obviously, he can't make a short putt to save his life, and I don't want to bet on him to win the tournament, especially at 35-1. But I think he is another leverage point off of that heavy speed chalk up top. So I think the guys that I'm sort of looking in on, Webb, Matthew Fitzpatrick, and Tony Finau, just maybe Fitz will be owned, but I think those three guys really stand out to me. And I'm looking at this lineup right now where, like, I might play Phil Mickelson a little bit. I know it's stupid, but I feel like he might have a little run in him this week. You know, he's going to be like 5% owned, which is crazy low for Phil here. And obviously, this is sort of, you know, one of the few tournaments where, you know, I think you can trust course history and you can trust, you know, a guy who's played well here to step up his game just because it has that sort of that Augusta mystique gets him rolling. Bubba Watson is another one, too. For some reason, people are fading Bubba. And I mean, this is a Bubba course and he plays well at Bubba courses.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You better, you bet, BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, joined by Will Brinson from CBS Sports, just gave us a lot of great information on the Masters. We'll get to his takes on the National Football League in a second here. But Will, all show long we've been talking about what our Masters dinners would be, right? What the Champions dinner would be if we were creating the menu. So we only got about 6 minutes left in this interview, and like we have a couple NFL topics we want to hit. So give this to us in about 30 seconds if you can. Appetizer, main course, dessert. Anywhere on the board you want to go, your Masters dinner would be what?
Robbie, sorry, my son is screaming. Cheese pizza, he said. I want to do something like I feel like there's some pressure to do something that would appeal to everybody, like do something that's cool and whatever, like. But you know what? It's your dinner. You should do whatever you want. You want PBJs? You do PBJs. You want cheese pizza? You want to do cheese pizza. I'm going with some kind of like, I want the best. I want the whatever, like unbelievable tuna steak the Masters have access to, like the richest guys in the world. I want their seafood, like their seafood supplier to provide this obscenely like awesome fatty tuna steak, like a yellowfin tuna steak. I want it seared with some sesame seeds on top and a little bit of wasabi on the side. And as an appetizer, I think I'm rolling out some kind of nachos. I love nachos. I think nachos are better than tacos and burritos. So I'm rolling with some nachos and then some seared tuna. It's going to be a weird meal. I don't care. And then we're going to do carrot cake truffles for dessert.
Well, it's all that was missing was the mozzarella sticks, apparently, from that. That was just a lot. There's a lot going on there. Tuna steak, nachos, and carrot cake. A lot going on there. Let's try to segue to football somehow. Well, a couple of NFL topics. We only have a couple minutes left. Let's talk about the Sam Darnold trade for a second, like the newsiest NFL thing that's kind of happened in the last few days. So Carolina kind of gets probably not the quarterback they wanted. They might have wanted Deshaun Watson. Instead, they get Sam Darnold. Sorry about that. Consolation prize. Instead, they give up a 6 and then a 2 and a 4 the following year for Darnold. What do you make of that trade? And then obviously how it affects Carolina picking in the top 10 this year.
Yeah, I think this largely boils down to how people felt about Sam Darnold coming into the draft, because he's like, well, I didn't like it then, so I hate the trade now. And if you kind of liked him, then you kind of like this now. I mean, to me, I love it for Carolina. It's a little bit of an overpay. I think when you put together the total price tag, if you consider Carolina you can't call a 500 team, an 8-9 team next year, or a 9-8 team, it's roughly around the 42nd overall pick in a draft. And so I think that's a little bit higher than I would have wanted to spend for Sam Darnold, but I like the idea of going out and getting an asset whose value is appreciated as much as it possibly can. You're going out and buying into the Adam Gase theory that everything that Adam Gase touches turns to crap. And then as soon as he goes away from it, it blossoms into a beautiful flower. So I like that idea. I do think the one concern for me is that I believe David Tepper, the Panthers owner, saw this, whose office amenities we've discussed on the show before, I believe. He went out and realized that you could get a Stafford, a Deshaun Watson. And I think they may have artificially accelerated their rebuild timeline, and he got rabid about getting a quarterback. And so I think, like you say, Ken, it was a consolation prize. I like the idea of buying low on Sam Darnold, but I do worry that Carolina may have just been, they were just had their mindset on moving on from Teddy Bridgewater. And as a result, they may have themselves stuck in a bit of an expensive quarterback situation for 2021 if they can't get Teddy to take a pay cut and then deal him.
Well, we have about 75 seconds left. Try and fit in, if you can, here, your thoughts on what San Francisco is going to do at 3 and with the rumors that the Falcons may trade out at 4. So 3 and 4 coming up in the NFL draft.
Yeah, we're locked into Lawrence and Wilson 1 and 2, it feels like. I guess there's some possibility that, this is a media smokescreen by Kyle Shanahan to take Justin Fields when he wants, we tell everybody he wants Mac Jones. But I think when you look at Mac Jones, you're talking about what do you want in a Kyle Shanahan quarterback? You want an above average athlete who can be fairly mobile on those bootlegs, who's going to make smart decisions, who's not going to turn the ball over, and who's incredibly accurate. And I mean, that's Mac Jones. I think it is unfair to just assume that Mac Jones' ceiling is completely capped. I mean, I'm going to trust Kyle Shanahan. If he thinks Mac Jones is the guy, I mean, he's flipped every quarterback he touches gets better when he coaches him. So I'm going to trust him on that one. I think they're going Mac Jones. I think that's the play. And then I think Atlanta is going to be able to swap out that pick. And that's partially why you saw Carolina go with Sam Darnold, because they probably called the Falcons. The Falcons told them to get lost because they're in the division and they're not doing a quarterback swap with them. So I think you ultimately see some team come up, whether it's Denver, New England, maybe even the Washington football team come up and make a move for a Justin Fields there at 4, and Atlanta can harvest the picks and then end up, I think they'll roll with Matt Ryan for 2+ years.
Great job by our guy, Will Brinson. Will, good luck with the Masters. We'll talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet. Great job again by Tyler, Rick, and Bill. For Ken Barkley, I'm Nick Costos, wishing everybody minimal sweats when he bets and the absolute very best of luck. We will see you tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on You Better You Bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.